producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Cortland Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of our show. Corey and I have a great show lined up for you. It was really fun putting it together. Going to do a little bit of politics, but we're also going to do a whole lot on what's going on in the markets. And we're going to start off with probably the biggest mover of this past week, and that happened to be gold. Gold showed some extreme strength this past week. I think it's here to stay. Other people feel that it's also here to stay, but that there will be some hiccups along the way, for lack of better terms. And I can't disregard those ideas at all. Corey, you and I are starting out today with Sean Broderick. Sean is a great person to talk about this. He's been involved in the industry for probably at least 25 years that I've known him. I have known Sean since his start at Weiss Research, which was a number of years ago. He's been on our show numerous times. Sean, thanks so much for taking time, bud. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Let's start out with a general comment about the precious metals markets, both gold and silver.
Sure. Well, I actually called a bottom in gold on August 4th. You can go back and read my article on investmentu.com at that time, and I just made the case for, from a technical perspective, things looked like things were going to turn around. And then in September, I just talked about four things I thought were really going to push gold higher, and I'll briefly go over those. A gold demand is starting to pick up again. I mean, it had gone away for a while. That really worried people, but it's really coming back. And then India has had some stronger gold imports. They're still a little weak, but stronger. And the gold bullion inventories are very tight. Now, you put those things together with the fact that gold miners just got absurdly cheap. I mean, when you look at a chart of how cheap we saw the miners get to actual gold itself, they hit levels that they hadn't hit in decades. So we were at a point where we just reached a point where things like gold couldn't get any cheaper, really. And there is that demand from Asia, that constant demand, nibbling away, just sucking up all the gold. That started to really come into play. Silver, on the other hand, yes, that is a precious metal. And by the way, I've been buying physical actual silver, and I think you've probably heard me say this at a conference before. When I buy physical metal, that's a sign that it has to go down at least another 10%, but it's not happening this time. Now I'm actually buying physical silver, and it's going higher. And one major reason for that is we're seeing strong demand for silver from the solar panel market, because every single one of those panels, or most of them, it depends on how you make them, has about 20 grams of silver in it. And you start stacking those things up. I recently ran a story on this, doing the math, that if we are going to see 57.4 gigawatts of solar power installed this year, which we're supposed to see, that requires around 4,592 metric tons of silver. And so that's a huge draw on the market. So you have the precious metal factor. You have the industrial metal factor. These are the things that are moving both silver and gold along. Now let's add one more thing to it, and that is emerging market debt is scaring the bejesus out of everybody. They have really racked up all this debt, much of it in U.S. dollars, and their own currencies are sliding down the tubes, which means it's harder and harder for these companies and banks over there to repay. Well, you really have a very interesting situation where you have both physical demand and you also have risk in the markets. These are the one, two things that can help push precious metals higher.
Sean, I've argued for a while that the physical demand that comes out of China and India specifically provides a nice floor for the price of gold. I don't think that it provides too much of a driver in the price, because the price is continuously set on the paper markets, especially in the U.S. So I think that the U.S. investors, the big investors, mostly the big banks and ETFs, hedge funds, those type of things, need to shift their perception towards gold from what it has been over the past, let's say, 4 or 5 years now. And with the weakness in the U.S. dollar, a lot of people are saying that that is helping to drive the gold price. And I would say that that is definitely a factor, plus the weak economic data. But I think that you do need to continue to look to what's going on in terms of capital flows here in the U.S., because that continues to be a big driver. Do you think that the, I guess, drop in the U.S. dollar is really supporting this higher gold price?
Well, actually, you just made some real great points there, and I will get to the U.S. dollar, but you just brought up one point that I really want to address because it's so smart you made it, which is, you know, what's going on in the physical market and what's going on in the paper market. And if anyone's buying physical right now, the premiums they're having to pay, especially in silver, I know because I'm buying it, are outrageous because there is almost a shortage in the actual physical market, in the actual physical market, and you can tell by these extraordinary premiums you have to pay over what the price of, like, silver is, you know, on the exchange. There's just a widening gap, and that, I think, is, like, one thing people should keep an eye on. But you spoke about the U.S. dollar. On my blog, I keep putting up a chart of the U.S. dollar, and we keep hearing that the U.S. dollar is strong and the U.S. dollar is strong, and it was. It was strong last year all the way through March of this year. But our central bank keeps putting off hiking interest rates, putting it off. October was really crucial because that was really a time where they promised and promised and promised, and so the market expected, and they didn't. And so now I think the odds of them hiking this year are just out the window, and it's starting to be reflected in the value of the U.S. dollar because people had priced in a rate hike in the U.S. dollar, and now they're starting to take that back out, and we're starting to see the U.S. dollar head lower again. And since things like gold and silver are priced in U.S. dollars, not always, but usually, as the U.S. dollar goes lower, they tend to go higher. And that's a very important thing as well.
Sean, how much do you think geopolitical concerns, such as what's going on in the Middle East, have to do with the higher gold price right now?
Well, I think it's more emerging market debt, but you never can tell, because maybe those oil sheiks, you know, maybe they start to do like our old friend Muammar Gaddafi did and, like, pack up a plane full of gold. So I think that's kind of a wild card because things in the Middle East are terrible. They will probably be even worse over the next 4 years, no matter who gets elected president. But nobody expects a real meltdown. Then again, we aren't on the ground over there. Maybe those princes sitting around start to look at things, start to do the math and say, you know, maybe I should convert some of this paper money to gold and hightail it out of here. So I would keep my eye on the exchanges over there. You know, things like how much gold is being sold in Dubai. If somebody starts buying a lot, that might be a clue for what's actually going to happen on the ground over there. But I'm not going to make any predictions about what goes on in the Middle East. It is the only place where you can get a swamp without water, because it's just this incredible swamp that keeps sucking everybody in, and like billions and billions of dollars, and it never seems to get better. But it could get worse, so it's just really hard to predict.
Back on Wednesday of this prior week, we had a number of fairly prominent people come out and say, number one, we are looking for a market crash. Okay, and then another fund manager basically came out and said, this is when you should actually be buying gold. And that person, by the way, was Paul Singer, who said that. He said, you know, you gotta have gold for protection against the central banks. Well, final comment, man.
Well, actually, I would like to add one thing, which is if you read the rest of, like, Singer's comments, because I did, he said that in the West, the financial systems, the, like, big Western countries, they're insolvent, which was actually quite scary. I hope he's wrong. I live my life as if there is going to be a tomorrow, but I just put a little aside in case things really go haywire. I'm just hoping things work out. But you know what? It never hurts to have a little silver on hand, and now I have a little more because I picked some up recently.
You know what? It never does. But listen, ladies and gentlemen, stick around. We're going to be right back with a very, very interesting roundtable, which includes our regular guest, Chris Temple.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Watching the Democratic debates last night, gentlemen, and it's basically clear as a bell to me right now that one of the largest, without a doubt, issues that is going to be dealt with in the years ahead in the United States is this global warming thing, rightly or wrongly, but it sure as heck is going to be dealt with. Now, we've got Chuck Pravini with us right now. We have got Brian London with us right now. We've also got Chris Temple. How do you guys feel about this? And let's start with you, Brian.
Well, Al, I agree that one of the best ways to make money in investing is to invest on trends that are driven for political reasons, because it's kind of clear where things are headed. But I've been telling people that if you want to look at the most powerful chart in investing these days, you need to look at global installations of solar panels, which is running at and has been running at 25% compounded annual growth rates. And it used to be driven purely for political reasons, and now it's being driven for a number of other reasons, a lot of them technical, because solar energy is starting to get to the point where it can compete with conventional power generation. What we really like about this at NatCore is that it fits our business model perfectly, because it's a highly competitive market, and we're really agnostic as to who wins the battle for market share, because our business model calls for licensing and selling our technology to whoever wins that battle for market share.
And Chuck, I want to bring you in. Being president and CEO of NatCore, you obviously are quite closely connected and deal a lot with some of these solar panel manufacturers. And even without the technological advances, we've been seeing solar, at least power generation, become more and more accepted, not only in the U.S., but around the world. One could say even more around the world. And if the U.S. does follow down this avenue, it opens up, or at least expands, an already growing and large market, doesn't it?
Well, Corey, you're right. And the communications that we receive are predominantly from non-U.S., not just companies, but also governments who are looking to put in huge gigawatt facilities, you know, for generating power, predominantly, again, in outside the United States. We have the luxury of relatively low energy costs here in the United States. That's a commodity that'll come and go. But the mandates from around the world are enormous, and they'll actually eat up the glut of solar panels that exist right now because the Chinese put them on the market some time ago. So once that glut is used up, he who has the best efficiency is going to win that war.
Chris, I want to bring you into this conversation. You just were out visiting NatCore's test facility, plant, I guess you can call it, out in New York. Before we get too much into that company, what's your take on the continuing move towards cleaner energy?
Well, it's a big story, Corey. I've been talking about it for quite some time in both the context of solar energy and nuclear power. We have, I think some of the stuff about so-called global warming is overdone. There are a lot of scientists who have shown that over time, the Earth has gone through many changes. There have been times it's as warm as it is now, and everybody wasn't driving their Chevy and their Ford back in those ages past. But nevertheless, there is climate change. There are some people who claim that the Earth's axis is shifting. We're losing ice at the North Pole, gaining it in Antarctica. Man has certainly added, however, to that issue. You only need to look at pictures of China. And one of the debaters in the Democrat debate on Tuesday evening talked about the fact that 15 of the 20 worst polluters as far as cities in the world are in either India or China. They are both aggressively adding solar energy, wind power, and nuclear energy build-outs. There are some other developing nations, and this to me is a very fascinating story, where you've got some countries that are really in their infancy as far as developing what we would all consider modern infrastructures, that are almost completely bypassing the traditional fossil fuel, you know, oil, gas-driven public infrastructures, and going directly to renewable or clean energy sources. So the future is certainly bright, pun intended, for solar power as well as for nuclear power and in some instances wind power. And you know, the way I do things with my newsletter, I look at the big picture first. And when you can find trends in markets and when you can find themes like this that are identifiable first, then you look for the interesting stories within that. And that's why a short time ago I added NatCore to my speculative recommendations for my members.
We have been involved with NAVCOR for quite some time now, and in the interest of full disclosure, I do have to say that Corey and I and Doc are all shareholders in NAVCOR, and that's a position that we are all very, very comfortable with, but, you know, that's neither here nor there. You've got to make your own decisions, no question about that. But having said that, getting back to the industry in general, I don't want to talk about necessarily the solar industry, whatever. Let's call it the green industry. I think people, you know, in the past, that was a subject that was incredibly, I mean, there were people you just couldn't talk about it with because the opinions were so diverse. People were so darn polarized. I see that polarization today starting to dissipate, for lack of better terms. And that's why I personally like the industry. You know, and I think, you know, when you really get right down to it, it's probably a good thing. I mean, you know, there are two sides to every argument. Both sides have valid points. And I think that, you know, when you're looking at potentially harming the earth that we live on, potentially, I think you got to take some kind of action to minimize that if you personally can. And I think a lot of people are starting to feel that way. I mean, I don't know, Brian, would you agree with me or think I'm just turning into a lefty schmuck?
I don't think you're going that far to the left, Al, yet. But I do agree that there are other considerations for solar energy. I think what gets people animated about it is the fact that for many years it's been the only way it's been economic is through massive government subsidies. And what we're seeing now is that governments just can't afford these subsidies anymore, so that technology becomes more and more important to make up that gap. And one of the things that people don't really appreciate is that given the pace of innovation right now, solar energy will be at parity with conventional power generation very shortly in a majority of locales throughout the world. And NAVCOR is really leading that charge. We feel like we're leading that charge, but irregardless of what we're doing, it will happen because there are just so many innovations on the way.
Well, the fact of the matter is here, guys, that solar and, I guess, clean energy in general is not only becoming more accepted around the world, it's more accessible around the world, especially in some of those locations, like Chris said, that don't have the infrastructure built out that the U.S. and kind of the Western culture does. Plus, the costs are coming down, and I think that is a crucial one. Governments continue to subsidize, not to the same level that they have, but they almost don't need to sometimes. You see some companies in the U.S. that are setting up these networks of whatever money we can save you off your power bill, we're going to take a portion of that. It makes it a whole lot more attractive to not only the average person, but also the business out there. And I think that is one of the key aspects of this clean solar energy revolution that we are going through. Everybody stick around.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report, Al and myself are continuing our roundtable with Chris Temple of the National Investor, Chuck Provini, and Brian Lundin, both part of NatCorp's management group. Chuck is the president and CEO. Brian, I believe that you are a director. Chris, you recently had a trip out to New York to visit the NatCorp test facility. Can you explain a little bit of what more you learned about the company, what interested you, and what other questions you had for management?
Chris, just a real quick addendum here. I want to add this. Brian is not a director exactly. He is the chairman of the board, correct?
That's correct, and a director.
Okay, you're on, bud.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I always like when I can, and I've done it from time to time for many years, to go and look management in the eye and shake their hand, get to know more about the company. Sometimes I do it before recommendation. Sometimes I do it afterwards or during the process. It varies. One of the things I liked initially, number one, as I said in the previous segment, is that this is a company that fits a theme that I'm increasingly animated about, number one. Number two, NatCorp in particular has a business model that Brian referred to a bit ago that really doesn't depend on them selling solar cells and that type of thing, but increasing the efficiency of what everybody in the industry uses. And if they can cash in on that, this is going to be a big winner. So I'm very interested in that. Chuck and I got to visit a little bit. I was not nearly aware of his entire resume, which was more impressive than what I already knew, among other things, having run Deep Career at one time, been involved with several big firms on Wall Street. And, you know, between that and Brian's involvement, which was a big clincher for me as well, this really addresses one of the key issues for any speculative or startup company that you look at, folks, and that is, do you have the kind of management with the juice to raise money? Because you can have a great gold property. You can have a great technology prospect and patent such as NatCore does. You can have a lot of things. But if you can't raise the money to get this, any of this, to the point where you can monetize it, it's worthless. And these guys have got the juice to be able to raise money when they need it. They raised an equity line back in the summer that Chuck explained more to me about that really gives them a better advantage than most companies that go out simply to try and raise money via private placement. So I like everything that I saw. I learned a lot. I'm not a scientist. You know, I did talk to David Levy, their head scientist, if you will, at the company, and that was fun for us. So all in all, I liked what I saw.
So I guess let's bring it up to Chuck here. Chuck, some of the recent developments that we have been chatting about with you involve the ability to remove silver from the production of solar panels, which is one of the main costs, and also increased efficiencies. Where does the company stand currently with its continued development in both of these areas?
Well, we've created a cell without silver, using our lasers to eliminate the high-temperature furnaces. And what we're doing now is we're basically taking that back contact, no silver cell, and optimizing it to get it to the point where the efficiencies are such, you know, that it'll be in huge demand by the industry and by manufacturers. And if they don't have it, they'll lose market share.
Brian, all right, switching the conversation over to you, or Chuck, actually. As Chris did mention, the equity credit line that you were discussing with him, can you share a little bit more information with our audience involving what that means for the company moving forward?
Sure. We had an institution approach us to give us an equity credit line, and we have that for, right now it's $5 million. And the reason that that's important is that small companies, you know, sometimes you're at the whim of the market when you go to try to raise money traditional ways through private placements. Sometimes the price or the share price is too, you know, is not conducive to that. So the equity line gives us an opportunity not to be at the mercy of the market or brokerage firms. It gives us the leverage that we need to pick the right price for a private placement, to sometimes take advantage of a spike in the price. So it gives us a lot of leverage and opportunities, much more so than the traditional methods we've used in the past.
It also gives us the advantage or the luxury of being able to pick our investors more specifically. We're looking now for strategic investors who can help us over the longer term with their networks and industry. So this prevents us from getting into a point of financial weakness where we're forced into financings where we don't particularly care for the price or we don't have the strategic investors that we're looking for.
How are you going about identifying that particular group of investors, Brian?
Well, we're looking right now. We're talking with a number of the best investment banks in Canada and the U.S. that specialize in this area and in more speculative companies like we are. We're also talking with a number of groups in the industry itself. And in the industry, that can not only mean equity financings, but also strategic partnerships, et cetera. So we're always talking to people, and the equity line allows us to have luxury of time to do that.
Well, and you mentioned U.S. and Canada there. What about expanding into some of the international markets, especially in Europe, which has been embracing cleaner energy for a much longer time than the U.S., I would say?
Well, we have relationships with a couple of European companies and joint development agreements. Eurotron, Fraunhofer, these are companies that are well known in the industry. They're helping us and directing us as to how we can optimize our technologies, how we can integrate our technology with what is on their factory line. We are agnostic to geography also. When you're in a business, you basically fill a vacuum. Energy is inexpensive here. The solar is coming around, but it is an absolute demand in the rest of the world. That's where the vacuum is. That's where we fill it.
You know, I got to tell you, it is amazing to me how this whole discussion has turned around just over the past, I would say, 6 or 7 years, you know. And going back a little bit farther, something that was also brought up on Tuesday in the debates, the Democratic debates, is the fact that a lot of the Democrats, basically, specifically Bernie Sanders, came out and said, you know, he said, when you look at nuclear as an example, he said, it's incredibly safe and it's incredibly clean. Now, not that long ago, a person with the convictions of a Bernie Sanders would have never said anything like that. So the point I'm trying to make isn't necessarily here about nuclear, but it's the point I'm trying to make is that this whole green movement really, I think, is taking hold in the United States. And I would have to say, within common sense, I kind of agree with it. I mean, you know, Brian, you and I are a couple of gold bugs, and we've been involved in hard assets for an awful long time now. But, you know, I have to say, to be a successful investor today, you really have to be nimble, and you have to be very well informed, and you have to be accepting of trends. And I think the trend of the growth of this, for lack of better terms, green movement is something that people really ought to take a real hard look at, whether they agree with it or whether they disagree with it.
You're absolutely right, Al, but in my opinion, nothing makes sense unless it makes economic sense.
And, you know, exactly.
Nuclear energy has made economic sense for years. Cheap gas power generation, natural gas generation has made sense. But solar increasingly makes economic sense. It already is at grid parity in 14 states in the United States because their conventional power generation costs are so high.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just going to continue to grow the more and more it makes economic sense and the greater the efficiencies that you get out of solar energy. We feel like we're on the cutting edge of that trend.
Which I think you guys are as well, and it's one reason why Al and myself and Doc are shareholders, and I also think it's a reason why Chris recently added you to his recommendation list. It's a stock that I think all investors need to check out, whether you are interested in the solar kind of realm or if you're just getting informed about it. The symbol is NXT on the Venture Exchange. If you are at the New Orleans show, I know that the company will have a booth there. I will be there. Sean Broderick from Segment 1 will also be there. We're happy to take anybody by the booth to meet Chuck, also to meet Brian. Guys, always great chatting with you. If anybody has any questions, please leave any comments on our blog, and we will be happy to address them for you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
My name's Clyde, age 59, now reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingdollar.com. Again, that's disappearingdollar.com.
The legendary Dr. Joe Wallach, heard on Alex Jones, George Norrie, Benny Hinn, and so many more, is on his 90 for Life tour, and you can see him live and in person Monday, October 26, 6:30 p.m. at the Unity Village, 1901 Northwest, Blue Parkway, Unity Village, Missouri. Don't miss this incredible event. Call 615-389-7733 to reserve your seats today. That's 615-389-7733.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition. Corey and I are chatting right now with a gentleman by the name of Laurie Williams. Laurie has, in our opinion, one of the most informative precious metal sites out there on the internet. We don't say that lightly. We have known Laurie, both of us have known Laurie for quite some time right now. He's been involved in the precious metals industry, certainly for as long as I have known him, which was, I believe, Laurie, we first met on a property visit in Chile and then over to Argentina back in probably about 2007 or thereabouts. This man is truly informed on this particular sector, and you need to take what he says with much, much more than a grain of salt, really. He's got a great site out there, and he's got some great ideas. Laurie, let's talk a little bit about gold. First of all, we got lucky on the site, and we announced a while back that we felt that when gold was trading down around $1,105, $1,110, that it was a great time to start accumulating. We didn't get into the trading aspect of it, but we did get into the accumulation aspect of it, which is, quite frankly, the only reason that I have an interest in gold. My interest is totally, totally long-term. Let's start out, if you wouldn't mind, talking a little bit about your site, and then tell us a little bit about your opinion on what we went on record as saying.
Okay. My site sort of came about because I was having some kind of editorial difficulties with the site I was generally writing for back in those days, which is mindweb.com. They decided they didn't really want some of my commentary-type articles, which was mostly what I was providing. They really wanted to go on to the direct investment side. So we sort of agreed to disagree on that. But one of the things I did was launch my own site, LaurieOnGold.com. And it sort of took off from there. It happened at Christmas last year. They decided at that time that they didn't need anything from me over Christmas because nobody read these sites at Christmas. I got 1,500 page views on Christmas Eve, so on a brand new site. So I thought that was pretty good start. And so I tend to write commentary on gold. I write also for sharpspixley.com, but I tend to link my articles, the sharpspixley articles, I tend to run links off my own site as well, so one can get through to them from that. I look on general aspects. I do quite a lot of, I've got quite a lot of interest in the Chinese demand situation, because whatever people say, I think China is still the number one consumer of gold. India's probably still behind it, but they're both very, very significant. And between them, they're tying up most of the new mine gold supply that the mining companies are producing. So that, you know, that's very significant amount of physical gold, and showing the amount of gold which is flowing from the west to the east, and that's continuing the whole time. Well, recently the Shanghai Gold Exchange figures have been phenomenal. Now, there's been a bit of a hiatus because they had a 7-day holiday, so we don't know what the delivery figures out of the Shanghai Gold Exchange have been for the last week or two. But prior to that, it was running hugely at record levels. Their previous record was in 2013, I think, and it dropped a bit in 2014. But this year, it's running maybe 200 to 300 tons higher at the same stage of the year. But 200 to 300 tons of gold is an awful lot of gold.
Yeah, one might say that.
Yeah, I just tend to try and keep an eye on what's happening and comment on it when I think it's appropriate.
Now, Laurie, sticking with your latest article, which was actually titled Best Answer Yet to Great SGE Gold Withdrawals Anomaly, I have argued for a while that while the demand out of China and even India is strong, all it really does is provide a nice base to the gold price. It doesn't totally drive the gold price higher, at least not recently. That being said, can you explain what you think this anomaly is to the Shanghai Gold Exchange? Simply because we have been seeing higher numbers, as you mentioned, but is this gold actually being accumulated by the government, or is it being accumulated by individuals? What's happening over there?
The article was based on a piece which Bloomberg Intelligence has developed relating primarily to base metals. But what they're saying is that there's a whole batch of Chinese financial entities which have been buying metal, and it's base metals and precious metals, and they're using this as collateral to be able to pick up cheap loans in dollars, because, you know, dollar interest rates are really low, whereas Chinese ones are running anything from 8 to 12%. So what they do is they borrow in dollars and then generate their income in Chinese yuan at the much higher interest rate levels. But these are entities which, if they went to a U.S. bank, for instance, to ask for a dollar loan, they'd just be turned away unless they've got something concrete to back this up. And according to the Bank for International Settlements, the amount of metal tied up in this runs into trillions of dollars. So the amounts are really, really quite high. Now, the big problem with the Shanghai Gold Exchange figures and the general figures put out by the mainstream analysts on Chinese demand is they're hugely different. Chinese consumption figures, according to the likes of GFMS, Metals Focus, CPM, are all running maybe at 1,000 tons a year, somewhere in that kind of region, whereas the SGE figures are suggesting 2,500 tons a year. So, you know, there's this huge discrepancy, and the analysts seem to be trying to come up with their assumptions, but different analysts have different assumptions for the differences, and I just get the feeling that they're coming up with a theory and trying to come up with numbers to fit the theory. But this latest sort of Bloomberg thing on the carry trade in metals suggests that there could be a huge amount just being used in this form. And the thing is, with the consumption figures as put out by the mainstream analysts, they don't take into account any gold which goes into any kind of financial sector. They just look at jewelry, an industrial demand, effectively. So, you know, there could be 1,000 tons of gold going into this use as collateral to generate cheap dollar loans, and you use them to pull in interest in yuan figures, at, say, you know, at 8 to 12%. So that strikes me as being the most likely reason for this huge discrepancy between the two sets of figures.
I have always felt, oh gosh, for probably at least 10 years right now, that the main drivers for gold really weren't coming out of the West. You know, the United States doesn't seem, for the most part, to have a whole lot of interest in gold in terms of the average investor. And the same may could possibly be said, although to a much later degree, on the part of Europeans. But there has to be a reason that the Chinese are buying so damn much gold. And it has to be a lot deeper than just, you know, the Indian wedding season or something, was, you know, something like that. There's got to be a major economic reason they're doing that, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, they've all been burnt by currency devaluations and all this kind of stuff in the past, and gold has proved to be the best way of actually holding money and avoiding that. Now, China's changed an awful lot, obviously, over the last 5-10 years, but even so, it's pretty deep down, there's this affinity to gold. And there's a bit of this in parts of Europe as well, and parts of Eastern Europe, and Germany. You know, Germany's always been quite strong on gold, but as they've been, well, probably not many people still remember it, but if you go back to the Weimar hyperinflation and all that, you know, they've seen hyperinflation. Yeah, there's this big inbuilt feeling that gold is the best protector against other factors which could reduce their wealth, I suppose. So right. There's been that side of things. You know, that's always been with it. So
gold does inherently, I think, have that value of being a wealth protector. And some of the countries that have seen these hyperinflationary times, I find that they are a bit more accepting in the fact that we should be putting some money into gold just to protect ourselves in case these times come again. And I continue to say that international demand is nice, but if we do want to see higher prices, we do need the U.S. markets, the traders, the ETFs, the hedge funds, these type of big investors to get back on board with gold. And I think we are starting to see that. We've had a pretty good week this week for gold. We are definitely moving up in an upward trend line, but I continue to look at the long-term charts, and hopefully this does continue throughout the rest of this year. Lori, always great chatting with you. Everybody, go check out Lori's website, loriongold.com. Stick around, where you are going to be right back.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corwin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingdollar.com. Again, that's disappearingdollar.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.